This is the Composer's Datebook for February 26th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1946, the Zurich Tonhalle Orchestra gave the premiere of a new oboe concerto by German composer Richard Strauss, then in his 80s. The soloist was a Swiss oboist named Marcel Sayé, to whom the work is dedicated. The concerto owes its existence, however, to a 20-something American oboist and GI named John Delancey, who was then stationed in Germany and who visited Strauss at his Bavarian home shortly after the end of World War II. "I asked him," recalled Delancey, "in view of the numerous beautiful lyric solos for oboe in almost all his works, if he had ever considered writing a concerto for oboe." Strauss answered no, and there was no more conversation on the subject. But Delancey's question did plant a seed. And after returning to civilian life in the States in 1946, Delancey got a letter from Strauss's publisher offering him the work's American premiere. As it turned out, the American premiere of the Strauss Concerto was given by another oboist named Mitchell Miller, a musician who some of us of a certain age remember as an energetic choral conductor of a sing-along TV show called Sing Along with Mitch. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.